Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahurjisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on developing Northeast for Viksit Bharat. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipuryo showcases Northeast as textile hub. Minister K.G. Kenny urges action to tap energy potential in state. And Nagaland's Ishentang Kikon awarded Shurya Chakra for gallantry. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that it is important to develop the Northeast region in order to build a developed India. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi urged investors to explore the different sectors across the region, saying the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities.
Northeast, land of opportunities ban raha hai. हमने नॉर्थ ईस्ट में कनेक्टिविटी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर लाखों करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए. सिर्फ एक दशक में नॉर्थ ईस्ट में 11,000 किलोमीटर के नए हाईवे बनाए गए हैं. सैकड़ों किलोमीटर की नई रेल लाइनें बिछाई गई है. नॉर्थ ईस्ट में एयरपोर्ट की संख्या दोगुनी हो चुकी.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्टेटेड दैट ईस्ट मींस एम्पावर, एक्ट, स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म. He pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as the front runner of growth. He affirmed that the Northeast embodies the essence of Ashtalakshmi.
ट्रेडिशन तक, टेक्सटाइल से टूरिज्म तक, नॉर्थ ईस्ट की डाइवर्सिटी ये उसकी बहुत बड़ी स्ट्रेंथ है. नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी बायो इकोनॉमी और बाम्बू. नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी टी प्रोडक्शन एंड पेट्रोलियम. नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी स्पोर्ट्स एंड स्किल. नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी इको टूरिज्म का इमर्जिंग हब. नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी एनर्जी का पावर हाउस. इसलिए नॉर्थ ईस्ट हमारे लिए अष्टलक्ष्मी है.
मिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो सेट नॉर्थ ईस्ट स्टेट्स विल बी द गेटवे टू $200 billion ट्रेड विद आसियन कंट्रीज. स्पीकिंग ऑन द ओकेजन डोनर मिनिस्टर ज्योतिरादित्य सिंधिया सेट द गवर्नमेंट हैज वर्कड टूवर्ड्स गिविंग अ बूस्ट टू इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एंड कनेक्शन इन नॉर्थ ईस्ट रीजन. नागालैंड चीफ मिनिस्टर डॉक्टर निप्यूरियो टुडे हाईलाइटेड द टेक्सटाइल पोटेंशियल ऑफ नागालैंड एंड इट्स नेबरिंग स्टेट्स एट द राइजिंग नॉर्थ ईस्ट इन्वेस्टर्स समिट 2025. Speaking on threats of heritage, textiles, handlooms and handicrafts in focus, Dr. Rio termed the gathering as more than business but a celebration of the region's culture and living legacy, highlighting the region's diversity with over 200 tribes and 192 languages. He emphasized that its crafts are expression of resilience, creativity, hope and empowerment, with women comprising over 70% of the artisan workforce. He said textiles represent the region's second largest economic activity after agriculture.
Today, the world calls authenticity and sustainability quality. The Northeast delivers in abundance. India produces 95% of the world hand-woven fabrics. We the Northeast as cornerstone, contributing over 3/4 of India's handicrafts production. Yet, the region accounts for less than 1% of the national handicraft export, signaling vast untapped potential.
In Nagaland, Dr. Rio said efforts are underway to ensure quality control in yarn, color and handloom to meet global standards. Tribal and women's organizations are being tapped to preserve authenticity, standardized designs and ensure fair pricing. Dr. Rio Peach noticed as a gold mine for investors and urged collaboration to shape a brighter future for the region. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipuryo also held a series of meetings with representatives from corporate companies, foreign delegations and private investors. He highlighted Nagaland's commitment to ease of doing business through streamlined clearances and its strong talent pool. Dr. Rio invited investors to collaborate with Nagaland in the shared mission of nation building. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has nominated Member of Parliament S. Pangnon Konyak as a member of the Court of Nagaland University. Ms. Konyak assured to actively contribute to policy reviews and uphold the university's legacy of excellence. The MP reaffirmed to elevate state's only central university to be at par with the others across the country through quality education, progressive policies and engagement with stakeholders. This is Sakishvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister for Power KG Kenny today underscored the need to harness the untapped energy resources in the state, speaking at the inauguration of the 2.4 megawatts Duilumroy hydroelectric project at Poilwa village under Perin district. He noted that despite over 60 years of statehood, Nagaland has only achieved power generation capacity of 26 megawatts. He noted that the state continues to struggle to meet its own growing energy demands. The minister highlighted the abundance of natural resources and energy prospects in the state that remained underutilized and urged stakeholders to develop such potentials.
Not many big hydro project capacities and prospects, but in this God-given land, we have the best of location and natural resources which must be tapped. Capacities will vary, but in terms of small, many hydro projects, I think we have so many prospects and so many streams and small rivers where we can generate our requirement of energy.
Nagaland's Ishentang Kikon Assistant Commandant of Fort Assam Rifles has been conferred Shurya Chakra, India's third highest peacetime military honour. President Drupadi Murmu conferred the prestigious award in recognition of Mr. Kikon's exemplary display of professionalism, leadership and courage during a close hand-to-hand combat with miscreants in a sensitive area in Manipur. He and his team swiftly overpowered and apprehended 12 armed cadres, recovering 5 weapons, a substantial cache of ammunition and warlike stores. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton congratulated Mr. Kikon on the award, hailing him as a proud son of Nagaland and an inspiration. Operation Sindoor has emerged as a powerful symbol of India's strategic might and national unity. It has ignited a wave of patriotic fervour across the nation and filled citizens with a deep sense of pride. Here, one voice reflects the sentiment.
Forces carried out exceptional work, dismantling key terror networks, taking down high-profile terrorists, showcasing cutting-edge indigenous defense systems, and operating with seamless civil-military coordination. It's not only the duty of the soldiers, but it's a shared responsibility of every citizen. To our brave forces and dedicated cadets, India is proud of you. Jai Hind.
Operation Sindoor has fueled a spirit of solidarity, valour and steadfast pride in the nation. In a powerful show of unity and patriotism, students and faculty from Kohima College and TM Government Higher Secondary School, alongside the Assam Rifles, Pipe Band and NCC cadets, participated in a Tiranga Yatra at Kohima today. The march, featuring a 175-meter-long national flag, commenced from Kohima College and concluded at the new Secretariat Junction. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education Thimjan Imna Along also joined the march. Earlier addressing the students, Mr. Along expressed deep gratitude and pride that the day was a solemn and honourable occasion for everyone. Minister Along highlighted the nation's unwavering resolve against terrorism and affirmed Nagaland's solidarity with the country.
The government led by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji and our armed forces, they have stood their ground against tyranny, terrorism and against the very idea that is against our nation. And we are proud of them. We stand in solidarity even from this easternmost part of the corner of India, Bharat, that is at the capital of Kohima.
Mr. Along also extended his heartfelt thanks to all participants for their role in the Solidarity March. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on developing Northeast for Viksit Bharat. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio showcases Northeast as textile hub. Minister KG Kenny urges action to tap energy potential in state. And Nagaland's Ishentang Kikon awarded Shurya Chakra for gallantry. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.